Introduction. The article explores why many employees fail to use all their paid vacation days. Despite the benefits of vacations for health and well-being, it used the social cognitive theory to explain this behavior, suggesting employees are less likely to use the vacation days if they lacked confidence in detaching from work, low detachment self-efficacy. They expect the negative outcomes, easy stress, financial strain, from taking vacations. They do not expect the positive outcomes, easy relaxation, better relationships, from vacations. The research includes 4 studies validating these psychological factors and highlights the need for future research on workplace policies and the recovery from work stress. Key findings included the importance of the detachment self-efficacy and the role of the outcome expectations in unused vacation days. The study contributes to both the recovery and the work-life balance literature by explaining barriers to using vacation policies. The effect of the vacations on health and well-being. Vacations help reduce the work-related strain and promote recovery, improving health and well-being. According to the effort recovery model, breaks from work reduce the short-term stress and prevent the long-term negative health outcomes. Studies show that vacations lead to short-term improvements in life satisfaction and reduced exhaustion. Long-term effects included a lower risk of heart disease and mortality, particularly among the individuals who take more vacation days. Research highlights that regular vacation taking is essential for long-term health, even after controlling for factors like income and health behaviors. Understanding unused vacation days. Despite the health benefits of the vacation, many employees do not use all their vacation days or use them for non-recovery activities, missing out on well-being improvement. Research shows that demographic factors such as the being older, female, married, having the children, and the higher socioeconomic status are associated with the better vacation day usage. Job-related factors like the longer working hours reduce the vacation usage, while longer job tenure increase it. However, the reasons why the employees fail to use their vacation days remain unclear, and more research is needed to understand these behaviors. Social cognitive theory as an underlying framework. Social cognitive theory is used to explain why employees do not fully utilize their paid vacation days. This theory highlights the 2 key cognitive factors that influence the behavior. Self-efficacy, which refers to one's confidence in their ability to perform the actions and outcome expectation or beliefs about the positive or negative consequences of their actions. Together, these factors determine the domain-specific behavior, such as how employees manage their vacation time based on their confidence and expected outcomes. A social cognitive perspective on unused vacation days. This article explored the role of the social cognitive theory in understanding why employees do not fully use their vacation days. The key factors included detachment, self-efficacy. Employees are less likely to take the vacations if they do not believe that they can fully detach from work while on vacation. This belief is crucial in motivating employees to take time off. Outcome expectations. Employees are influenced by expectations about the consequences of taking a vacation. Negative outcomes such as the workplace disapproval or financial outcomes reduce the likelihood of the using vacation days. Interpersonal and self-evaluative concerns. Employees may worry about how their absence will impact their work performance or how peers will perceive them. Additionally, family-related positive expectation can encourage the vacation taking. Summary of the present study. This research explores how employees' detachment self-efficacy and the expectation of vacation outcomes influenced their use of the paid vacation days. Through four studies, the researchers developed and validated measures for these constructs, with the study 4 confirming that the social cognitive factors predict unused vacation days using two waves of data. Study 1. Study 1 to 3 is for developing the measures. Study 1 aimed to identify the common outcomes the expectation employees have about taking vacations. Full-time employees from various industries were recruited via Amazon Mechanical Turk, MTurk. Participants who had paid vacation days were asked to list both the positive and the negative expectations about the vacations. A total of 658 responses were collected, consisting of 353 positive and 305 negative expectations. Key positive outcomes included relaxation, feeling refreshed, fun, gaining perspective, connecting with the loved ones, and progressed on personal projects. Negative expectations included stress during the planning and vacation itself, being seen as the least committed by the supervisors, burdening co-workers, falling behind at work and at the home, and the financial strain. To analyze the responses, independent parallel coding was used to categorize the outcomes, and the item pools were generated to reflect each category. The study resulted in 11 items for the detachment self-efficacy, 66 for positive expectations, and 72 for negative expectations. With content validity analysis, refining the items. Study 2. 379 participants were recruited via the MTurk to examine the structure of the vacation-related outcome expectations. After applying the attention checks, the 316 valid responses were retained. Participants completed 11 self-efficacy items and 66 positive and 72 negative outcome expectation items. Exploratory factor analysis related 18 factors with the feeling refreshed and dimensions merging with the being relaxed. Literative removal of the low loading and the cross loading items resulted in the 13 factor solution, including the detachment self-efficacy, 5 positive outcome expectation and 7 negative outcome expectations. While the item reduction based on the internal and the judgmental qualities led to a final set of the 57 items, all demonstrating good reliability. The alpha value is greater than 0.89. Study 3. 372 participants were recruited with MTurk to confirm that the factors, the structures of the measures developed in previous study. Participants provided responses on detachment, self-efficacy, 6 items, positive outcome expectation, 20 items, and negative outcome expectation, 31 items, using a 7-point Likert scale. Conformatory factor analysis has shown that a two-dimensional solution for emotional expectations, the positive and negative, provided a better fit. The final model included 5 positive and 7 negative outcome expectation, where all standardized items loading about 0.60. Overall, the final measures demonstrated good psychrometric properties, including higher reliability, alpha is greater than 0.84. Study 4 aimed to test the social cognitive factors predicting the employees' unused vacation days. Researchers hypothesized that low detachment self-efficacy, confident in detaching from work, and the negative expectations about the vacation outcomes would explain the unused vacation days. Additional goals were to assess the convergent and the discriminant validity of the measures and evaluate their psychrometric properties. The study involved 1,400 U.S. employees across the industry, with data collected in 2 waves: detachment self-efficacy, positive and negative outcome expectation, and control values were measured at time 1, while vacation usage was measured at time 2. Results showed that detachment self-efficacy was negatively correlated with the work addition and work-related rumination. The study also evaluated the impact of the company policies, such as the use it or lose it, on employees' likelihood to use their vacation days. After data cleaning, the final sample included 660 participants, with a detailed reliability alpha greater than 0.90, and the validity checks confirming the measures robustness. Study 4's result. Summary of the results from the conformatory factor analysis and the regression analysis. 1. Conformatory factor analysis, CFA, the 13 factor model, detachment self efficacy, 5 positive outcome expectation, and 7 negative outcome expectation, replicated well in another sample with the strong fit indices. CFI is 0.95, RMSEA is 0.05. 2. Convergent and discriminant validity. Detachment self-efficacy negatively correlated with the work addiction and the work-related rumination, while only the weakly correlating with the job self-efficacy. Positive and negative outcome expectation aligned with the positive and negative effectivity, confirming distinct contrasts. 3. Unused vacation days, the negative binomial regression. More vacation days led to more unused days. Use it or lose it, the policy resulted in fewer unused days. Higher detachment self-efficacy predicted a 6% decrease in unused vacation days, while expectation of the relaxation decreased unused days by 12%. Conversely, negative financial expectation increased unused days by 10%. Supplementary analysis. Social cognitive predictors were more impactful for employees with fewer vacation days, suggesting these contrasts are less relevant for those with more vacation days. General discussion. This research explored why employees that leave the vacation days unused and found that the domain-specific social connective factor, like the detachment self-efficacy, expectation for relaxation, and the concerns about the negative financial impacts play a role. Key points is, first, recovery literature contribution. The study shows that individual factors like the detachment self-efficacy influence whether employees use their vacation days, contributing to recovery literature. Detachment self-efficacy, employees believed in their ability to mentally detach from the work they predict, whether they engaged in recovery activities like the taking vacation. Outcome expectation. Low expectation of the relaxation and concerns about the financial cost were key factors in unused vacation days. Fourth, work-life policy use. The study suggests expanding the understanding of the why work-life policy, easy parental leave, are underused by the adopting a social cognitive approach to uncover the psychological barriers. So this research highlights the importance of the targeting, detachment, self-efficacy, and outcome expectation to increase the vacation usage and improve the well-being. Demographic and the job-related predictor of the unused vacation date. Past research has shown that the demographic and the job-related factors that predict the employees' use of the vacation days, but this study found no significant association. The inclusion of the organization's vacation policy, particularly use it or lose it policies, was the strongest predictor, explaining why other variables that did not significantly influence the unused vacation days. Future research and limitations. Future research should explore the social cognitive predictors of the unused vacation days across different industrials and break activities. Supervisor encouragement plays a key role in shaping employees' detachment self-efficacy, which influences the vacation use. A limitation is the lack of the focus on moderator like the role identification and the industrial specific barriers. Additionally, research should investigate how many vacation days are required to improve the health and the well-being, as using all vacation days may not always be necessary for positive effects. Practical implications. Preliminary practical implications suggest that supervisors can promote employees' vacations used by monitoring and encouraging detachment, improving self-efficacy and normalization practice that facilitate detachment. Organizational policies like the use it or lose it and the pay vacation may also reduce the financial barriers and encourage the vacation usage. However, research is needed to explore the broader impacts of these policies as their effectiveness may depend on the organizational climate and employees' demographics. Conclusion. The article develops a social cognitive framework explaining why employees avoid using all their paid vacation days. The key factor included a lack of the beliefs in fully detaching from work, low expectation of relaxation, and the fears of the negative financial outcome. Addressing this factor could increase the vacation use and improve the employees' health and well-being. Thank you very much for your attention.